Carla Melbourne, President of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, joins 101.5 today with a wrap of two pretty significant events. Hi, Carla.
Morning.
Last month, you held a panel presentation featuring local businesses who shared their top tips and insights on how to overcome challenges. Apart from what must have been a really interesting behind-the-scenes tour at Red Fox Orchards, could you share one particularly inspiring tip or story that stood out from those successful business owners?
The biggest success story that we've heard is around the benefits in failing. So it was a really inspiring morning for people to take chances, say yes to opportunities, because as we all know, you do learn more from your failures than you do from your successes. So that was really great to see that people that, you know, you might look up to that are doing things really well have had their challenging days as well.
That's interesting. The Future Proofing Your Business event brought together all seven Moreton Bay chambers, BBW Moreton Bay and the Food and Agribusiness Network. Wow. Congratulations, by the way. What was the driving vision behind the collaborative event and what key business challenges was it designed to address?
So our Collaborate Moreton Bay event was all around acknowledging all the businesses that we have in our big regional area and the challenges that they're all facing. So we know that businesses are doing it tough, but we also know that there's a huge amount of resources and information out there to help businesses. So we wanted to get together so that we could help businesses access that information and be better prepared for our changing landscape.
The event was able to nab some high-profile speakers too. Dominic Lamb, the Small Business Commissioner of Queensland, and special guest Janine Alice, the force behind Boost Juice and Shark Tank, just to name a couple. Any key takeaways for you?
So Janine Alice's presentation was incredible. And one of the things that she spoke about knowing your business. So whilst we know statistically that businesses that don't have accounting software and don't use an accountant are more likely to struggle, she really spoke about knowing what is behind those numbers. And that was really critical in her early years, was to be involved in so many different aspects of her business that she truly knew it inside out and better than anybody else.
Wow, sounds very intuitive. So, Carla, we're almost out of time, but for all our small businesses tuned in, what exciting meetings or events does the Greater Chamber of Commerce have coming up next that we should know about?
So it's Small Business Month, so there's heaps going on. The next Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce event is on the 25th of June, and that's at the Caboolture Showgrounds. And that one is being presented by Margaret Goody, which is an update on some industrial relations and HR law changes, which we know is really important for businesses as they start to employ people. It's lots of changes going on in that space, and lots of ways you can get in trouble really easily. So it'll be an important one for businesses to attend and make sure that they're compliant and are staying compliant.
Thanks so much, Carla.
No worries.
That was Carla Melbourne, President of GCCC, keeping our community connected. Listen again on 101.5fm.com.au, search podcasts. And if you have a question about local business, why not put it on the contact form and let us know.